We will be moving forward with the Purple Line to connect New Carrollton and Prince George's County to Bethesda in Montgomery County. I've always said that this decision was never about whether public transit was worthwhile, but whether it is affordable and makes economic sense. Under our more efficient and more cost-effective version of the Purple Line, the state share of the project will be $168 million, a fraction of the original proposal, which it would have cost the state close to $700 million. By reducing this cost, we free up hundreds of millions of dollars for other important projects across Maryland. However, building the Purple Line will depend on several deliverables. First, the availability of the $900 million in federal funds. Second, as Prince George's and Montgomery counties have the most to gain from the Purple Line, we have asked that those counties increase their investments in this project. And third, we will be counting on our partners in the private sector to deliver proposals that meet our new vision for the project. Our administration promised to chart a new course for Maryland, one where economic development and jobs are our top priority. Over the last 5 months, we've been wholly focused on making Maryland a more business-friendly and more competitive state so that we can create more jobs and more opportunities for our citizens. The Purple Line is a long-term investment that will be an important economic driver for Maryland. It will be built in part of our state that in a part of our state that has demonstrated strong support and use of mass transit. The Purple Line will integrate seamlessly with our current transit systems, combining Metro, MARC, and Amtrak. Construction alone will mean 23,000 new jobs for Marylanders over the next 6 years. And it will be a long-term asset to our state, attracting businesses and making Maryland a better place to live, work, and retire.